Rich, what have you brought in to read then? What was your favourite book as a kid?
I used to love the Famous Five books, so I brought in Famous Five, the first book, Five on a Treasure Island.
Please read to us.
Well, I bumped into Quentin's wife in town the other day, and I don't think things are going too well for them. Fanny said she's looking for a lodger for a while. To bring a
this
bit
is why you've read this out, isn't it?
Fanny's very nice. She'd look after them. Yes, she has a child of her own too, said Mum. Same age as me, said Dick.
You don't get many people being born with that name anymore. And what, it's a shame, because, yeah, it's a lovely innocent name.
It is.
From a very innocent time.
As is Dick.
Yeah, you're quite right. Now Maggie's going to do a little reading from one of her favourite books.
Mallory Towers, Enid Blyton, and it was just all about boarding school and about these girls in a boarding school, and it went through the six forms that they were in.
Yeah.
So you couldn't wait to read what would happen and how they got on in their summer holidays.
Great thing about Enid Blyton is she created these exciting little worlds and they sort of drew you into them, even if you didn't know what boarding school or anything that was like.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't know what Fanny was like or anything like that, or Dick. It could draw you in. That's what a great author does.
Agreed. I don't think there were any Fannies or Dicks in Mallory Towers. Oh. But
wonderful. No, it was an all-girls school. It was, no. Well, 50% of it's right.